Testing in the House Chamber, 147th Legislative Day.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant in arms will close the doors. Members and visitors ask to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Quick. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance following the prayer. Representative Quick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon. And recognizing the diversity of faith being present, let us please pray together. Holy and righteous God, our Father, thou who has brought us thus far on our way. No one can make a day but you, so we thank you for this day that you have made, and we respond by rejoicing and being glad in it. God, we ask for your divine intervention in today's affairs. We ask for your blessings for those throughout the southern United States who are, Lord, enduring the effects of storms that have ravaged their homes, communities, and neighborhoods. And God, we ask you this day that you would keep us ever reminded that on our very best day, we are merely servants of other people and sheep in your pasture, and it is an honor to be both of those. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 21st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for October 21st to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Representatives Howard, Setzer, Soka, Conrad, Ross, Warren, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Conrad, Ross, and Warren, Finance Committee report. House Bill 399, extend tax credits, other finance charges. Recommend House not concur.
Counter, without objection, today's counter. So ordered. Representative Lewis, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. DR HR 3052-4-VE-10, a House resolution electing Reginald R. Holly to the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina. Favorable for introduction.
Clerk will file and assign a bill number to the bill. And Representative Jackson, the chair is aware the gentleman was going to object to second as far as having a vote today. Gentleman object to the first reading, second be voted on tomorrow?
No, sir.
Okay. Any objection? The chair direct that the bill have its first reading without objection. Clerk will read.
Committee rules, calendar, and operations of the House. House Resolution 1022, a House resolution electing Reginald R. Holly to the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina.
Counter for tomorrow. Representative Lewis, recognized, stand forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. DRH 30525-MMA-100, a bill to be entitled in act to provide disaster relief from Hurricane Dorian and other named storms. Favorable for introduction.
Clerk will file and assign a number. Chair intends to do a first reading on this bill. Any objection to first reading? Hearing none, the clerk's directed first reading of the bill.
Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 1023, a bill to be entitled an act to provide disaster relief from Hurricane Dorian and other named storms.
Counter. Representative Lewis, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. Senate Bill 432, Birth Center and Pharmacy Benefits Manager Licensure. Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 3. Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 2.
House Committee Substitute Number 1, excuse me, House Committee Substitute Number 2 is placed on the unfavorable counter. House Committee Substitute Number 3, counter Rule 36B. Is objection, today's counter. Hearing none, so ordered. Mr. Clerk, Chair is going to amend the previous referral. That was on the hurricane assistance bill. That bill needs to be referred to the Committee on Appropriations. So, Chairman Spoke, please strike the order as to calendar, and bills referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Message from the Senate. Clerk Reed.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received on October 9, 2019, that the House of Representatives failed to concur with House Bill 181, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to repeal annexation of certain described territory into the town of Yanceyville prior to the effective date of that annexation, and the President Pro Tem appoints Senator Berger Chair, Senators Gunn and Woodard, on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Further message from Senate Clerk Reed.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on October 8, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 690, House Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make modifications to appointments made in the 2019 Appointments Bill and to appoint persons to various public offices upon the recommendation of the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the President Pro Tem appoints Senator Raven, Chair, Senators Britt and Gallimore, on the part of the Senate to confer in the like committee appointed by the honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. And the Speaker appoints the following conferees for Senate Bill 690, modifications to 2019 Appointments Bill. Representative Fraley, Chair. Members Representative Horn, Representative Lewis, sentenced to be notified by a special message. For what purpose, gentlemen from Mecklenburg, Representative Beasley, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to request recusal under Rule 24.1A on House Resolution 1022.
Noted. Members, on motion of the gentleman from Cumberland County, Representative Soka, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Jennifer K. Starling, a homeschooler, and her students, Sarah, Victoria, and Rebecca Starling of Hope Mills of the Greater Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? House Bill 399, the clerk will read.
Representatives Ross, Bell, Warren, and Adams, House Bill 399, a bill to be entitled an act to make certain tax changes to extend certain tax benefits and appropriate funds from the Collections Assistance Fee Special Fund for the Department of Revenue, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Lady from Davie, Representative Howard, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House will not concur on 399, and I will speak to that.
Lady has moved the House not concur, and the lady has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's three changes that errors that's in the bill. And we discussed these this morning in finance. It will be simpler for us just to quickly appoint conferees on the House and Senate side and get that conference report out and finished. And I think we can do it tomorrow.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion not to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 399. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Black on the floor, Representative Elmore. Representative Alexander, you can go ahead and vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does vote not to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 399, and the Senate will be so notified.
Further, the chair appoints the following conferees. Representative Howard, chair. Representative Setzer, Representative Carney. Senate will be so notified by special message. Senate Bill 432, the clerk will read.
Senator Ballard, Senate Bill 432, a bill to be entitled Birth Center and Pharmacy Benefits Manager License, Junction of North Carolina Annex.
For what purpose, the lady from Johnson, Representative White Rice?
To speak to the bill.
Lady has floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, sir. Just to give you a little bit of history, this bill was in utero in the House in April of 19. We birthed it in July 10th, 19. That's its birthday. And then we sent it over to be groomed by the Senate. Unfortunately, it is going to become a teenager, and we don't want it to become a teenager, so we need to pass this bill today. It was House Bill 575, I'm sorry. It is now Senate Bill 432. It's a consensus bill with full collaboration between the North Carolina affiliate of the American College of Nurse Midwives and the North Carolina OBGYN Society. It has two components, licensure mechanism for DHHS for freestanding birth centers to increase the safety of the public and to increase access to high-quality care. It ensures licensure, suspension if needed, revocation if needed, and investigation for any adverse actions for mothers and babies that would be going through that center. The licensure would build on the existing national standards for the commission of the accreditation of birthing centers. The second step would be a 7-member birthing center commission appointed by the governor, the speaker, and the president pro tem, which would oversee all of the licensure issues and components. That is the bill. You passed it 114-1 in July. So please help this bill to become a viable birth and not a teenager. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose, gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman recognized, debate the bill.
The second part of the bill is pharmacy benefits management licensure. And what this part of the bill does is requires the pharmacy benefit managers, called PBMs, to register with the North Carolina Department of Insurance. And through the Department of Insurance, they will be audited to prove transparency and fairness in their business practices. There's 23 other states that have passed PBM legislation this year. The caveat that started all this was back a year and a half ago in the state of Ohio audited 4 large PBMs that manage their Medicaid transformation and found $242 million in overcharges. So what we're asking for with this bill and the transparency part is the fact that when a PBM gets $125 from a drug manufacturer to put their drug on a formulary, that we make sure that $125 flows through to the either state of North Carolina's taxpayers or to the insurer that's paying the premiums. So I stand for any questions and ask you for your support on the bill.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 432 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk clock machine record the vote. 94 having voted in the affirmative, 10 in the negative. Senate Bill 432 passed second reading. What without objection?
Objection.
Having been objected to, we'll remain on the calendar for tomorrow. For what purpose the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney Rice?
To be recorded as voting yes on that bill.
No, on the previous bill, on the 432?
Yes, on the previous bill to be voted as recorded, yes.
You want to vote yes on the previous bill?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Representative Carney will be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 432. For what purpose? The gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise.
To be recorded as aye on the previous bill.
Gentleman be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 432 on second reading. Members, Representative Sokas, guests have shown up. Again, they are Jennifer Starling, homeschooler, and her students Sarah, Victoria, and Rebecca Starling of Hope Mills. I think they're up here on the left. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being with us today. For what purpose, gentlemen from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise.
For a point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
I would like my colleagues to stand and help me celebrate my seatmate's birthday. She has celebrated a milestone birthday. Won't say which one. But she had the opportunity to go spend time with Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. And I want to make sure that everybody helps me wish my seatmate a very happy birthday.
Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that House Bill 574, the short title is Fix Our Democracy, that bill be withdrawn from the Committee on Redistricting and re-referred to the Committee on Rules. The serial referral to Elections Law is stricken. For what purpose, the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Lady has floor.
First, I ask that y'all please excuse my voice. I've kind of got lost it lately, but it's because my breath has been taken away by the birthday of my seatmate, which was yesterday, who I won't say how old he's turned, but he's now legal. So I would like to wish Representative Greer Martin a happy birthday.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Nash, Representative Galliard, rise.
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman asks for.
Thank you. It is birthday season, and so while we were out of session, 1961 was a good year. People orbited around space, and Kennedy was inaugurated, and my seatmate was born. So I want to wish a happy birthday to my seatmate, Representative Raymond Smith. Happy birthday, my brother.
What purpose? The lady from Forsyth, Representative Terry, rise.
For a moment of personal privilege, Mr.
Speaker. Lady has four.
Thank you very much. I appreciated last week's break, but I had to run back down the road to the governor's mansion to celebrate the North Carolina Heritage Calendar that is produced by AT&T Technologies. It celebrates the African-American heritage of experience. And I am the proud granddaughter of a gentleman who was honored for the month of February in this North Carolina Heritage Calendar. I had the privilege of also sharing with 11 other people, two of whom are also politicians, our esteemed member, Representative Mickey Mashaw, for the month of, I think it was October, and my good friend Harvey Gantt, who was the mayor of the city of Charlotte, for whom there is a building named for his artistic and architectural talent, Harvey Gantt. So I would like to celebrate my grandfather, George Black, for February, Harvey Gantt for May, and Mickey Mashaw for October, for the North Carolina Heritage Calendar, which is going to be, which is already off the press, but it's for the year 2020. Thank you.
For what purpose the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise?
For a second point of personal privilege.
The lady has the floor.
Sometimes you can perceive a person's trajectory or even his or her in their youth that they're special people. Well, that's the way it was for me with Elijah Cummings, Congressman Elijah Cummings. As a freshman at Howard University, I was in awe of the offices of the student government, especially Elijah Cummings, who was the most prominent and most promising, and he distinguished himself among his dutiful peers. Elijah fulfilled his promise as he worked, lived, and served and died as a noble statesman and as an accessible, effective public servant. I am brokenhearted to hear of his passing, and I'm exceedingly inspired to join my colleagues to uphold his banner of integrity, honor, and excellence. Please unite with me in emulating Elijah's tireless pursuit of democracy and parity of all people, by all people, and for all people. I will always cherish the memory of the fervor which he advanced on behalf of us all. Elijah Cummings was a force on a mission, a man who truly earned his rest in peace and power. I was blessed to have known him. I was blessed to have had classes with him, and I'm blessed to try to share his values. My prayers are with his family and friends during these challenging times. Please bless us all.
Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose, lady from New Hanover? President Butler, rise.
For an announcement.
The lady has four.
I've just learned that Democratic women would like to meet in room 1027 at 315, if you can. Room 1027 at 315.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth Rice?
For an announcement.
Chairman has four.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, tomorrow the Health Committee will meet at 10 o'clock. It's going to be in room 544, not our usual meeting room. The purpose of the meeting will be to get an update on Medicaid transformation, what the Secretary and her staff have been working on for many years now, and we're getting close to deadlines and commitments. Anyone's invited to come and listen to that. You're going to get a lot of questions as we get closer to the implementation of that transformation. So if you'd like to come, just sit in and listen. We think that it will be about a two-hour meeting. We'll hear from the Secretary as well as her staff, and then some of the providers will be there as well. So it should be a very informative and good information update.
For what purpose, the lady from Buncombe? Representative Fisher, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to move that the words of Representative Holly concerning Elijah Cummings be spread across the journal.
If she could assist the clerk in getting those together, certain chair would certainly direct that. For what purpose, gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Autry, rise?
Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, on October 13th, 1775, the U.S. Navy was founded. I am a proud veteran of that esteemed organization. And every year on October 13th, I still have my dress blue jumper, and I try it on. I was able to get one arm in it this time, and so just for the record, it's a size 29 long, if you know anybody who needs one. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentlemen, from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, rise?
For announcement.
See a 29 long?
It's short.
Yeah.
Appropriations meeting in the morning, 8:45. Be on time. We have one bill. We think it's not controversial and should go fairly quickly, so be there on time. We'll be ready to go.
Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, jump from Hart. Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, October 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Hastings, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, October 23rd at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
The following special message is noted from the Senate. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, October 22nd, 2019. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on October 8th, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate fails to concur in Senate Bill 250, House Committee Substitute Number 3, 6th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to codify the common law requirement for United States citizenship to qualify as a juror to allow a clerk of court to hear jury excuses if no designated by the Chief District Court Judge, and provide that the names and addresses of persons requesting to be excused from jury duty based on disqualification shall be shared with the State Board of Elections if the disqualification is due to United States citizenship. The President pro tempore appoints Senator Krawick, Chair, Senator Sanderson, Senator Bergen, Senator Daniel on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully signed, Sarah Lang Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. The following special message from the Senate is noted. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, October 22nd, 2019. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received today that the House of Representatives failed to concur in House Bill 399, Senate Committee Substitute for the Addition of Bill to be entitled an act to make certain tax changes to extend certain tax benefits and to appropriate funds from the Collections Assistance Fee Special Fund and the Department of Revenue. The President pro tempore appoints Senator Tillman, Chair, Senator Heiss, Senator Newton, on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, signed, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate.